Iqbal Ahmed was in Boulder in October 1998. He was born in India, migrated to Pakistan during the partition of 1947, became one of the leading, I think, third world analysts and experts, and always looking at issues from the perspective of the global south. And this is something that was singularly and is singularly lacking in mainstream media coverage. The perspective is always from the north, particularly from Washington and from the United States. And Iqbal Ahmed reminds us in this segment we're about to hear that this is a much more nuanced and complex issue than the mainstream media would allow for. For them, it's simply black and white, U.S. innocent, rest of the world guilty, particularly the Islamic world. So you have this very sharp schism and dichotomy. But it's a little more complex than that. And the United States is instrumental in the training of Osama bin Laden and many of the so-called the terrorists that are now in Afghanistan.
Iqbal Ahmed, now to begin this program.
The question here is that I mentioned that I will go somewhat into the story of bin Laden in the Saudi in Afghanistan, and didn't quite do so. Could I go into some details? The point about bin Laden would be roughly the same as the point between Sheikh Abdul Rahman, who was accused and convicted of encouraging the blowing up of the International Trade Center in New York City. The New Yorker had a long story on him, and it's the same as that of Imran Khansi, the Pakistani Baluch, who was also convicted of murder of three CIA agents. Let me see if I can be short on this, very short. Jihad, which has been translated to you 1,000 times as holy war, is not quite just that. Jihad is a word that means to struggle. And it could be a struggle by violence or a struggle by non-violent means. There are two forms, jihad al-saghir, the small jihad, and the big jihad. The small jihad involves violence, the big jihad involves struggles with self. Those are the concepts of jihad. The reason I'm mentioning this is that in Islamic history, jihad as an international violent phenomenon had disappeared in the last 400 years, for all practical purposes. It was revived suddenly with American help in the 1980s. When the Soviet Union intervened in Afghanistan and the military dictator of Pakistan which borders on Afghanistan, saw an opportunity in it and launched a jihad there against godless communism, the United States saw a God-sent opportunity to mobilize 1 billion Muslims against what Reagan called the evil empire. And money started pouring in. CIA agents started going all over the Muslim world, recruiting people to fight in the great jihad. Bin Laden was one of the early prize recruits, because he was not only an Arab, he was also a Saudi. He was not only a Saudi, he was also a multimillionaire, willing to put his own money into the matter. And bin Laden went around recruiting people for the jihad against communism. I first met him in 1986, and he was recommended to me by an American official whom I do not know whether he was an agent or not an agent. I have no idea of that. I wouldn't accuse this poor American as a CIA agent necessarily. I was talking to him and I said, who are the Arabs here who will be interesting? By here I meant in Afghanistan, Pakistan. He said, you must mean Osama. And I went to see Osama, and there was Osama, rich, bringing in recruits from Algeria, from Sudan, from Egypt, just like Sheikh Abdul Rahman. And this fellow was an ally. Then he remained an ally. He turns at a particular moment. In 1990, the United States goes into Saudi Arabia with forces. Saudi Arabia is the holy place of Muslims, Makkah, Medina. There had never been foreign troops there. Now in 1990, during the Gulf War, they went in the name of helping Saudi to defeat Saddam Hussein. Osama bin Laden remained quiet. Then Saddam was defeated. Saddam is defeated, but American troops stayed on. In the Kaaba, the land of the Kaaba, foreign troops. He wrote letters after letters saying, why are you here? Get out! You came to help, but you have stayed on. And finally, he started his jihad with the other against the other occupiers. His mission is to get American troops out of Saudi Arabia. His earlier mission was to get Russian troops out of Afghanistan. See what I was saying earlier about covert operations.
Iqbal Ahmed on Osama bin Laden in a talk recorded in 1998.